Welcome to Flip the Script with Vic, your weekly pep talk to expand and shift your perspective. I'm your host, Victoria Nielsen. Together, we'll unwind all the things you thought you knew and awaken to what's possible when you flip the script and take control of your own life. Are you ready? Let's jump on in. Hi, loves. Welcome to another episode of Flip the Script with Vic. I'm your host, Victoria Nielsen. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. Oh my God, I'm in such a good mood today. It's probably because this is the first time in over a week I've had the house completely to myself. Everyone has been super sick. Thankfully, I avoided it, but I feel like this is the first time that I can spread my wings and breathe for a minute. So it's so nice to be here with you guys. I was pulling cards before this episode and I pulled the sun from my Muse tarot deck. And that's really the energy I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like a sun, very vibrant, very joyful, very playful. And I have to think it's because I ended that contract of suffering in Mexico, which if you have no idea what I'm talking about, go back and listen to last week's episode, which is really just a story time of me sharing about my retreat in Mexico and the experience I had with a medicine woman there and how we broke this contract of suffering. And, you know, I've had a little bit of time to integrate and I really feel like it has made a huge difference already in my life. And I didn't even realize that I was carrying some of that energy, you know? And eclipse season is coming to a close. Today is the last day of the eclipse portal. And, you know, I can't help but think I've had a lot of endings over eclipse season. And, you know, they always say it's a tumultuous time and all of that. But I feel like this eclipse season has been really profound for me because I've had a lot of big realizations about myself, but also about old stories that I was carrying perhaps and energy that was ready to be released and let go. And, you know, another ending that I felt was a really beautiful thing that happened recently was I was supposed to go to Seattle with my best friends from high school. And they are still my best friends. I'm not talking about that ending, but I'm talking about the cycle from high school until now of how I viewed myself, of the Victoria that I used to be compared to the Victoria that I am now. High school was, God, 20 years ago for me. And it's not something that I think about very often, but you know, not being able to see them this weekend, of course, got me reminiscing. And we were together 10 years ago on this weekend. And so it just felt really profound to me that I was closing a chapter to be with and support my family, but that doesn't mean that I let go of all of the good. Like it reminded me of the people that I have in my corner, right? My best friends are my ride or dies. I have known these ladies since high school, they are my everything. And so it's cool to see that we're still in each other's lives 20 plus years later. You know, you can't always say that about the people that you grew up with or even the friends that you've had for the longest time because you change and evolve. And true friendship is when the two of you are able to change and evolve together. And, you know, that's a really beautiful thing. And so missing time with them this weekend made me realize that like, that's what I have. I've always known, but like I have ride or die best friends that have seen me in all phases of my life and have supported me through all phases of my life. And that's really special because I feel like we don't always have that. Women sometimes can view one another as competition, but I think we are all better and stronger together. As you guys know, I always say that. And so it felt really beautiful at the end of this eclipse portal to just be able to say, okay, I'm taking the lessons that I need to learn from this time and I'm releasing everything else. Okay. Everything else is just going to be washed away and let go because it doesn't matter anymore. And so I must have been carrying that invisible energy because I just feel so much lighter. And, you know, we touched on this a little bit last week, but any energetic work you do is going to affect your physical body. And of course, your mental and emotional body as well. But that is why you see a correlation sometimes from, you know, someone gets bad news, you automatically slump over and slump your shoulders. You know, you can see when someone carries themselves with some gravitas or has that confidence and that energy, and it's because of the energy that you're carrying in your body and the work that you're doing to bring that energy into its highest vibration. And it's not about being perfect, right? It's about expanding your nervous system so that you feel safe. So when changes happen, right, my whole family gets sick and I can't go on this trip that I was looking forward to, you're better able to navigate from a neutral place, you know, because that's all you ever really want, is to come to things with curiosity. And I've, you know, I've said this before and I'll say this until I'm blue in the face. The more curious you are about things, the less likely it's going to agitate you. You bring a sense of wonder perhaps, and then you're not thinking that the other person is out to get you or doing something bad. It gets a reframe, right? And that's anything in your life. And so, you know, what endings or what chapters are being shown to you right now that want to be closed so that you can enter with a clean slate into the next part of the year? Because there is so much potential in the rest of this year. We're only, you know, in April, we have so many more months, and you still have a chance and a choice to go after your dreams and to do things differently and to give yourself the energy that you need to do that. Because with every ending, right, your energy is neither created nor destroyed. So it has to go somewhere. Can you use the energy of that ending to propel you into a new beginning? And absolutely you can, right? It's just like that emotional wheel that we've talked about, where you have to tip yourself into, you know, that next phase with your energy. And it's totally possible, right? It's totally possible, because some things are always going to be ending as new, some things are beginning, right? Something is always birthing and dying at the same time. And so this cycle, this eclipse cycle, has been so potent for me. And I would love to hear if you have been experiencing endings in your life, or if there's patterns, right, that you're noticing. You know, things come up to the surface to be released and can feel like a step backwards. So, you know, for example, the last couple of days, I feel like I have been binging and eating really shitty because my stomach was kind of upset with my family being upset. And so I feel like it's an old habit, right? A coping mechanism that I used to go to for food, where it was like, I was bored, I was tired, I was stressed, I was any emotion. And I used to like stuff my face. And so I see myself going back to that a little bit, but I realize it's because it's just purging and coming up to be released. And so I'm seeing this pattern now, recognizing it. And now I have a choice to do something about it. And being able to shift it now during this time makes it, you know, extra potent. It makes it so that you're more likely to stick with what you do, I think anyway, because of the energy you have behind you of endings right now. And so if you're noticing things that are coming up for you, like old addictions, habits, patterns, acknowledge them, right? And then set your sights on doing them differently, and you knowing that you can choose again in every moment, and that it's okay if in one moment you don't make the choice that you wanted to make perhaps, but you always have the chance to choose again. And that's really the beauty of every single day, is that it's a new day for you to choose again, for you to make a different choice, for you to walk a different path. If you're feeling defeated today and like, you know, you keep having to pick yourself back up, or you feel like it just, the other shoe is always dropping and, you know, you don't get the good end of anything, I'm here to challenge that and say, let's shift your perspective today and find one beautiful thing in your life, because I bet it's there. I bet it's there. And all it takes is for you to begin looking at one beautiful thing to then start noticing all the other beautiful things that are already in your existence, because I bet there are so many. Because joy and abundance is our birthright, okay? We're not meant to be suffering. We're not meant to be sad. We're not meant to be in this endless loop of repetition, right? We are meant to create and grow and expand. And we can only do that by clearing space and meeting our edges and making room, right? So, you know, as much as endings can hurt sometimes, as much as, you know, the energy in the moment maybe doesn't feel really good depending on the situation, it always has a greater good and a greater purpose. And of course it takes, you know, some time to be able to look back and see that, but anything that's happening during eclipse season is for your greatest good. It's for your soul's highest evolvement. It's to bring you back into alignment. And, you know, if you're not feeling this eclipse season so acutely, congratulations. It means you're probably already very in alignment with your life and values and the things that matter to you, because that's another thing that can cause, you know, dis-ease in the body is being misaligned, of thinking one thing and doing another, of not truly, you know, walking your soul's path. So, you know, you may be feeling that pull, especially as this eclipse portal is closing, to, you know, really make those changes for good and really move forward in a new direction. So I think that's all I really wanted to share today, just the power of endings and how amazing my fucking best friends are. And yeah, that at any point you get to choose again. So thank you so much for being here with me. And I am super excited. I just announced on Instagram, I'm doing a 30 days of creation challenge. You can create absolutely anything and post it to Instagram, because everything is art. So I would love to see your stylish photo shoots, your nail polish, your poems, your photo spreads, like anything. You can create absolutely anything and tag hashtag create with Vic. I would love to see it. We're all about just being in that creation energy over the next 30 days. All right, guys, thanks so much for being here with me. I love you all. Be good to one another. Sat Nam.